Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2020 roster consisting of Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, and Cameron McAdoo. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit Pulpcast from Oakland. Look, Faulkner, I think the lappers hurt him a little bit, but sometimes you just got to be like, hey, good ride by Dylan, I guess.
Yeah, he did. He rode good. He shouldn't have been where he was, which is why we got stuffed. But overall, he rode good in the race. I think we should have probably been skimming the whoops, not jumping. I think Dylan was a little faster in the first part of the whoops. When he did it right, it was equal, but sometimes it wasn't as fast.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too. I think, God, like, you get hit like that, and you don't have a problem with that pass, do you?
It was okay. It was like anybody's going to be bummed if it's your guy, but I would expect probably Austin would do the same thing to him.
I think after you get hit like that a little bit, or maybe sneak attack on, then you got to get your rhythm back and catch the guy. That's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, and honestly, this track was, like, I think you saw on the 450, like, for whatever reason, it was a really racy track, like, in the heat races and everything, like, there was a lot of cutting off and stuffing, and, like, you had to, because everybody would do stuff, and then you'd jump into the corner and just park the guy. So, it was, overall, a pretty good racy track.
Matt Gadu, what'd you think, first race back? It looked to me like he crashed a little bit, but also looked like his fitness probably wasn't where he needed to be.
Well, then he shouldn't have rode last week for sure, because he wanted to, but...
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No. He rode great. I'm really proud of him. He got his first heat race win ever, so that's a check off the list. Needed a better start in the main, and he probably wouldn't have been in trouble or around people like that. And I guess Moseman's bike hit him or something and kind of hit him a little bit. But, overall... bad night, but there was something great from the night also, because, you know, if you never won a heat race, that's something you got to do too, you know. Like Marty, he's the all-time heat race winner, we know that.
We needed to work on the mains with the Marty. Yeah,
that's another deal. That takes a while. Oh god, I don't know, the first time he rode for us, it was his first main win. That took forever.
I think it took 7 years.
I think he started in 06. So was it?
I think so. What a crazy 250 West. So Coop comes out, right? Then Dylan blows it, or Austin blows it. Then Dylan blows it. And Coop's got this thing. Then Coop has his bad Glendale. And now Ferenis is the lead. Austin's nothing out of this. Like, does anybody want this thing?
I hope our guy wants it. You have three really good guys. I mean, obviously, they're all really good, and it's going to come down to getting good starts and staying out of trouble, because, like, if you get, even it seems if you're, like, around fifth to eighth, there's melee. Like, those guys are all over the place, and you run into them, or they run into you, and so, like, you got to stay out of trouble.
Well, all right, man. Thanks for this Pro Circuit Pulpcast from Oakland. We'll see you next week in San Diego.
San Diego Military Appreciation Week.
I just wish they'd tell more people about it, or everybody would be on board with these theme weeks.
We are. Wait, okay. You see our bike. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. These colors don't run. I can tell you, it's going to resemble, like we tried to make, it's kind of a gray, and then it's got like lines with rivets and stuff to look like an airplane a little bit.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm sure it'll be a good job. Thanks.
All right. See you.